Isaiah 40, 17 and 18. All nations before him are as nothing. They are counted to him less than nothing in vanity. To whom then will ye liken God? Or what likeness will ye compare unto him? In many Bibles, the label you'll find on this section of Scripture is the greatness of God. It talks about him measuring the oceans in the palm of his hand and using his hand to measure the heavens. It asks who can teach or counsel him on anything. If you go on a few verses, it talks about the trivial gods built by man, with just a piece of wood or rock covered in a layer of gold. This is the feeble attempt of men to create something to which they can attribute greatness, but they are cheap and pathetic substitutes for the God of heaven and earth. No one, nothing, compares to him. All the nations of the earth are nothing and worth nothing compared to him. All the wood and stone and gold in all the world cannot form a God that compares. He is unique. He is set apart. He alone is great. The one true God. Isaiah 40, 17 and 18. All nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted to him less than nothing in vanity. To whom then will ye liken God? Or what likeness will ye compare unto him?